Pensacola, 6:11 this morning here on Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. But Andrew McKay is off. He'll be back on Monday. It's Bobby Rossi, Jenna Barr, Candy, and David.
Happy sunrise.
I'm going to be murdered by Monday. You guys know this.
Andrew calls me yesterday.
Oh no.
Oh, yeah. Actually, let me just tell you, that was a hilarious thing. He doesn't even tell me the whole story yet because Bobby calls me, Jenna, in a panic. Like, it sounded like a panic. I thought, okay, I'm never allowed back in the building. They're going to take my key card away from me, like I'm done. And he's like, so Andrew called me. I'm like, okay. And so he was, you know, in the building yesterday. I was like,
no.
Okay. He just got back from his vacation, and you know, so I was like, oh, that's it. Like, I mean everything is tense, if you know what I'm saying. Everything's puckered. I'm like, oh, that's it.
I'm puckered right now while you're having this conversation. Spit it out, Jenna.
It was like, oh, I think they're fixing, and Andrew's like, I think they're fixing things in the studio. I was like, really? You could have opened with that. I thought Andrew's gonna come back in. Yeah, thank you.
Stuff they're doing.
I know. She's giving you the same look I had. I was like, oh my gosh, you could have led with that.
Well, I thought he might want, at first I was like, he might want me to do it for another week. I don't know if I can keep doing this. I was like a zombie all day yesterday.
Yeah, right. It does. It takes a lot out of you.
It's been years since I was doing early morning radio.
It's weird, right? You'd never get used to it.
Doing pep talk right after, like, more power to you. I remember doing that, and it's not for the faint of heart.
Oh, now I'm just training Jan. Like, I went over
Jan
to Costello's.
Is incredible.
She's the best. Yeah, she's been on radio a long time. She's wonderful.
Really peppy and just a nice person overall.
But Costello's came in, and I was like, oh, I might want to go work over there in the deli. Like, in addition to radio. Yeah, they're so great. It's always so neat meeting your people.
We should go over
there
and get lunch.
I didn't know they had a deli. I knew they had meat.
Those people are amazing. Oh, go to Costello's.
I seriously almost moved in.
Yeah, but except Andrew called yesterday, and he just says, "So it takes two of you to replace me? Is that what it is?" And I was like, "No, it takes four." I was like, "I get David and Candy much more involved in order to relieve pressure." So, all right, it's Pensacola Morning News. Let's go ahead and get. We got a movie review here for you. This is last night was Thursday.
Rossi down by the schoolyard.
There you go. It was Thursday. Don't ever. No, just kidding.
Because of the.
I know.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's. So Thursday night was preview night, so I went ahead and watched Blue Beetle. That's the big movie that's coming out. It's the new DC Comics movie that is out this weekend. And
Blue Beetle, this is the one with George Lopez.
Yes, so it has George Lopez in it. I didn't realize it had Susan Sarandon in it. She's the villain.
Okay, listen, I don't care about the politics. I love Susan Sarandon.
Oh, I think she's a good political? Actress.
She's next gosh. Level.
From Rocky
level.
Horror? Yes. Yes.
Wow,
she
you're
is.
Going way back. Yes. You went way back.
Not really. I'm a cult fan.
But Thelma and Louise.
Right.
So.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Bull Durham.
Her other movie. Yeah, I know. Like, and like her 10 zillion other movies. Yeah, okay, I didn't know she's political, but she's in it?
Yeah, but she's an incredible actress. I didn't know she was in it.
Yes,
now
I didn't know either. She
is
like almost the opening scene. She's the villain.
Oh,
she's
villainess.
She's an incredible villain. She was the villain in Enchanted.
Oh, was she?
Yes, she was the...
I don't remember Enchanted.
The stepmother, the evil queen.
I'm an evolutionary cul-de-sac. I haven't seen it.
Yeah. So, she did a great job as a villain. I thought she did a fantastic job as a villain. George Lopez is in it, and he's a lot more prominent than I thought he would be. He's not the lead character. He's a supporting character, but he's very funny in it. In fact, I was thinking, if there's a way I was going to describe this movie, it would be if George Lopez, like, you took George Lopez's comedy and you created a Mexican family that lives in America. It would be the way he would describe it in his stand-up comedy. Like, loud, cutting each other down, like, all this kind of stuff. This sounds like George Lopez's comedy stand-up routine. So it's about a Mexican family that is here in America illegally. And they point that out because, like, there's one part that's funny because they're talking about aliens in space. And George Lopez is like, I prefer you don't use that term, alien. But, you know.
That's funny.
It was funny. But then basically one of the members of the family accidentally gets superpowers and struggles with, doesn't want them, you know, and wants to get rid of these superpowers and is overwhelmed by them and everything like that. But it's a I'll give you the rest of my thoughts about the movie right after Traffic on the Fives with Candy.
It looks like we have a partial roadblock. This is I-10 westbound at mile marker 16. On one map, I'm not showing a roadblock, and on the other, it says partial roadblock. So just use caution, certainly, in that area. And it looks like that's all we've got. Another, just this popped up in Milton, too, mile marker 31. It's clear, but I-10 westbound right near that exit to Baghdad. So that's been moved off to the side. Certainly watch for emergency vehicles in both places. And if you have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620. It's News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
So it starts off with a younger a whole family of actors and actresses that you're not really familiar with. So it has George Lopez, it has Susan Sarandon, but the rest of the cast is you're not familiar with them.
These faces,
if you've seen Cobra Kai,
the Netflix
started off as a YouTube thing, but now it's on Netflix. Zolo Mariduena is the Blue Beetle, and he's in Cobra Kai. He's Miguel from Cobra Kai. Mm. So he is the main character in this film. Overall, this is what I thought about it. It was meh. It was meh.
So it's not going to take down Barbie?
Well,
it will take down Barbie, though.
No,
so that's
the
thing.
$20.
It's okay.
It's not going to take it down. There's no way.
Yes, it will. It's an okay film.
If Mission Impossible couldn't even scratch the surface, this one cannot.
No, this is the reason why. It's an okay film, but it is very Latino-centered. Like, there's a lot of subtitles in it because they're speaking Spanish to each other, and so it puts the English subtitles down. It's meant to be a Latino superhero, and so with that, you're going to get... I mean... If you don't think a Latino-centered film is going to do well, you don't understand why Encanto exploded. I mean,
no, okay.
Encanto
exploded. I hope it does well.
And it's going to do very, very well because the Latino crowd's going to go out and see it. And they're going to see it multiple times.
Have you ever gone and watched a movie with your Latino friends?
Heck yeah.
Oh, it's the most fun thing ever.
Yeah.
That or watching a soccer game. It's like
I've seen more soccer games than I have.
You want them to adopt
with,
you.
Yeah, I've seen more soccer games with my.
You know what? I have watched soccer games while like eating at the bar at a Mexican restaurant, and there is nothing like it
ever in the
world. It's the best.
They're not even into the team. They just choose like one side, and then they're
and
like
they go. Yeah,
it's like they're like rabid fans. Like, oh, so you're a rabid fan of the Real? And they're like, no.
You're
like.
No, people just shout. It's the
best.
I
never would have guessed that. By the way, you were screaming and yelling for that goal to go in.
Right. It's like they're Browns fans. Yeah, it's bizarre.
That's funny. There's a couple other movies to let you know about, though. There's one's called Strays that's rated R. It's a digital animation film about dogs.
It is not for children.
It is not for children. It's rated R. Will Ferrell voices. So does Will Forte. Jamie Foxx. Isla Fisher. It is a vulgar film about stray dogs. But
I saw the trailer, and they have a Red Band trailer for it. Where there's cussing.
Oh, do they? Yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, this is.
Yeah.
Like, and you guys know me.
Yeah.
I worked at TK for years.
I've seen that trailer too. It was on YouTube, and I was shocked. I'm like, yeah, this is why. We have restrictions.
There's also another film out in the theater called Back on the Strip. It's also rated R. A young man named Merlin moves to Las Vegas. Wait, let me use my radio announcer voice. A young man named Merlin moves to Las Vegas to follow his dream of being a magician. Instead, he becomes the new member of the Chocolate Chips, a legendary black male stripper group who are staging a reunion.
Small ears.
Go on. No, read it slower.
The Chocolate Chips include Wesley Snipes, J.B. Smoove, Faison Love, and Bill Bellamy. Also stars Tiffany Haddish, who I love. She is funny
She's
in
hilarious.
Everything.
Is this animated?
It is not animated.
And J.B. Smoove is in it?
Yeah, I don't see him as being a chocolate chip, being a black male stripper, but I can see Wesley Snipes, Faison Love. I can see these. Yeah. What do we got going
Kevin
on here?
No, go
it.
On, Bobby.
I have nothing else. That was it. That was my synopsis of...
All right.
Should I just read it again? All right.
No, that's okay.
So there you go. That's the...
I would watch... What is that called? The Chocolate Chips?
Back on the Strip.
Back on the Strip. Oh, yeah. It's literally about stripping. Okay.
Back on the Strip. Yeah.
This is not good. I'm just going to go ahead and let you know. A lot of strippers, some of them are there, you know, to...
They're not called that. They're called exotic dancers.
Not the dude ones.
No, they're just strippers.
Well, dude, I don't know.
Yeah, dude ones are like, I'm just a stripper.
Yeah, but there's not as many... male ones as there are female
is in
ones.
Vegas they got a whole show like the Aussies, the Australian
it?
dude. I did not watch it Oh boy. There's let me change topics here real quick. You guys are killing me. There's City Council of Pensacola has voted to allow food trucks in Pensacola. Food truck courts in Pensacola. I love food truck courts. I know we have one already approved, like in getting on the way to Fort Walton Beach area.
There's
I think there's one in Milton area or something.
There's one in Navarre.
Oh, Navarre, that's the one I was thinking of. And then there's one like towards
right
Milton.
Oh, yeah, right there, near 87. Yep, and it's great. There's a couple right there, right.
There's a few, yeah. It used to just be the one, and now they've expanded or exploded, and more people are buying them and everything. And
I love food truck courts. Where you go there, and there's multiple food trucks that you can choose from.
Are you talking about the one in Fort Walton, where it's downtown Fort Walton, and they have the food truck like
lot.
Right.
You know what I'm talking about?
And there's multiple food trucks. Yeah.
So Pensacola has now approved food truck courts here, so
that's good news.
I mean, you got to have a space, but you know, pretty soon we're gonna have a place.
The city of Pensacola.
Yes, within
city limits.
Yeah.
Nice.
Now we got to think about our lot.
Yeah. We got to figure out where it's gonna be, and then I love food truck courts because
you can go get your cheese fries.
Exactly.
You can go get your pepper root beer or whatever you're drinking.
No, I like Flourish food truck. It's a really good one. Flourish.
You like it, so it must be healthy.
No.
Where's the crickets one on this thing?
Shut
There's
up.
No crickets.
How dare you?
Oh, sorry. Coming up here, you eat crickets?
No, I don't eat crickets.
Would you eat a cricket?
If I had to.
I don't think I would eat crickets.
Yes, you would.
No, I wouldn't.
If you would eat the leg of a horse, you would eat... Didn't you eat dog?
Yes.
That was your thing, man. If the whole world goes down, I'm going to go to the Humane Society and eat
a dog.
That's my secret plan. Don't share that with other people. I'm having to fight people
down,
for the dogs.
Go eat a cricket or a cicada.
If there's crickets around, there's going to be lizards around. I'll eat the lizards. There's meat.
I like how you guys have thought this out.
Crickets have protein.
So do lizards.
Have you never watched Naked and Afraid?
I'm not eating a cricket.
They toast them.
I would bring sriracha.
No grazie. David, have you had crickets?
Yes.
I had a feeling. Yeah.
Chocolate-covered crickets.
I've had chocolate-covered crickets, too.
Yeah. I think I shared that story time I thought that it was just a fun name for a chocolate bar.
Right.
And I bought it at the World Market.
Then you figured out what it really was.
And I fed it to my children, and it was like a leg poking out. I'm like, oh, boy. They don't even crush them. They just put the crickets in there.
Oh, here's a text. There's another food truck court in Gulf Breeze that's across from Taste of Thai. I missed that one.
That is true.
There's a food truck court in Gulf Breeze? Or just a food truck?
Yes, there's a court. I believe they set it up late last year.
Oh, okay. I didn't realize
Taste
that one.
Taste of Thai.
Okay.
Is that like what used to be the IHOP, but now it's Taste of Thai, the Thai hop?
Here's a text.
You know
I think
about?
You're right. Yeah. Okay. That's a great.
Here's a couple texts. Righteous Eats, the only food truck I ever hit up because they have some darn good vittles. And then, come on, Bobby, crickets and palmetto cheese. All right, now you're just going crazy. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay coming up here next. We're going to get an update from David Wayne over the newsroom. Stick around.
We are Buck and Ashley Deese, proud owners of Deese Elite Concrete Coating.
The floor in your garage sees a lot more traffic than any other room in your house.
You may have replaced the carpet and the tile, but what about the garage floor?
Deese Elite Concrete Coatings has the answer with Pentek Industrial Coatings. Their coatings are 4 times stronger than epoxy and backed by a 15-year manufacturer's warranty.
Our coatings are slip-resistant, easy to clean, easy on the feet, and 100% antibacterial. And best of all, we can install your floors in just one day.
There are many applications for our coatings, such as patios, pool decks, driveways, utility rooms, sidewalks, and much, much more.
With amazing selections, Deese Elite Concrete Coatings can help give your floors the makeover they deserve.
Call Ashley at Deese Elite Concrete Coatings for a free estimate today. 850-329-5599. 850-329-5599.
Or visit our website at DeeseEliteCC.com.
Schedule your project today with Deese Elite Concrete Coatings. Your floor is worth it.
Join Stephen Schmidt, Marine Service Technology Instructor at George Stone Technical College for Boat Smart on the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 10 a.m. Key Marine sponsoring the show. When Key Marine needs to hire Marine Service technicians, they hire students from George Stone Technical College. Have a boating question for Stephen? Then give us a call at 437-1620. It's a dream team, so join them today at 10 a.m.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Quick look at traffic, and then we'll roll on to their spots. Not really showing any slowdowns right now. I-10 westbound at mile marker 16, a vehicle crash with injuries. It looks like it was a partial roadblock, but again, I'm not seeing that right now. It looks like you shouldn't have any problems getting where you're going. It looks like that's okay, but certainly watch for emergency vehicles on the side. We also see something in Milton near the Baghdad exit, I-10 westbound at mile marker 31, but that is clear. If you see an accident or a slowdown, text 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Each Sunday at 7:30 a.m., the Bible Baptist Bookstore of Pensacola, Florida, brings you Theological Seminar with teacher Peter S. Ruckman, founder and president of the Pensacola Bible Institute. He will teach you what the Bible says about the subject, not merely what it is presumed to teach.
Tune in this Sunday at 7:30 a.m. for Theological Seminar with Dr. Peter S. Ruckman, brought to you by Bible Baptist Bookstore on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
This morning at 10:30, join A Hope on the Pensacola Expert Panel. They believe that every life is precious, that every wag of a tail, every purr, and every gentle nuzzle is a gift worth cherishing. Their dedicated team of volunteers works tirelessly to provide shelter, care, and love to animals in need. Learn how you can give back by becoming a volunteer or adopting or fostering a furry friend. Discover the resources you need to make your community a better place for pets. Today at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Listen to local talk, national talk, local news, and national news on News Radio Pensacola. Online, newsradio923.com, or by downloading the News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
Take it all!
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew will be back on Monday. And, appreciate some of the texts coming in about the food truck courts in the area that I didn't know about. I love food truck courts, so I'm glad to see this coming to Pensacola, the city of Pensacola. Let's go over to David Wayne in the newsroom. David?
People in Maui bracing for what could be an absolutely devastating death toll. There's still more than 1,000 people missing there. Search and rescue teams digging through the ashes and the rubble of what used to be the town of Lahaina. At least 111 people confirmed dead so far. The Biden administration has approved sending F-16s to Ukraine. A U.S. official confirmed yesterday that the American-made planes will be sent from Denmark and the Netherlands as soon as pilot training is done. And Candy, because I know you love drama.
I do.
When you're not involved.
I do, man. I love gossip.
Britney Spears' husband has filed for divorce. Citing irreconcilable differences. Sam Asghari filed that petition on Wednesday. They'd been married for 14 months. He's asking for spousal support, and he wants her to pay his attorney fees.
Okay.
Oh, I
is
hate
my
that.
Mic on?
Yes.
Yeah. Whoa, wait, so, he's asking for spousal support?
Yes, and I smelt it from the beginning because she's a train wreck, and it's sad, and it's just a disaster, and he looks like this. He looked like a secret little wolf in waiting. He did. I smelt it from the beginning. I knew
he. You think he dated her because she was?
Yes, he
who,
knew.
Who is this guy? Did he do anything before this, or
he was like a dancer or something?
Again, yeah,
like a background dancer or something.
Yeah,
and he's the one that after her conservatorship ended, and she was getting all these like she was posting all these nudie photos of being like in the bathtub and on the beach and all this other stuff.
Upsetting her children.
It was and upsetting her children exactly. When her children finally said, "Mom, could you please stop posting these things? It's embarrassing. We're going to school and our friends are sharing pictures of you naked." It was him doing the pictures and stuff like that and encouraging it. Yeah, it was him encouraging
He's
it.
He's a model.
And doing all that
he
kind of stuff.
He
so,
is a predator.
We were talking about food just last segment, wrapping this segment up here. More food story. A teen wrangles in a 15-foot, 100-pound python here in Florida. 15-foot, 100-pound python.
He's South Florida. Please say South Florida.
It was South Florida on this one, yeah. So far. It is close to the Everglades.
That's a food story?
Yeah. 100 pounds of meat from a snake.
Gosh,
good eating right there, buddy.
Is every part his knee?
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump's legal team is asking to push his federal election conspiracy trial way back to April 2026. Federal prosecutors have asked for a January 2nd, 2024 start date. Trump again calls the criminal charges against him a witch hunt.
I think they're sick people. I think they are people that have no idea how the world works, and they have no idea the anger they cause.
He was on Kudlow on Fox Business. Hurricane Hillary is stronger off the coast of Mexico, expected to slow down by the time peak effects are felt in the Southwest and Southern California this weekend into Monday.
Still enough to do damage, but it is already picking up a whole lot of rain, a whole lot of moisture with it, and that is going to be what really causes the problems. This ultimately running all the way up into the Pacific Northwest by Tuesday morning, winds down to 30 miles an hour, but dragging all of that moisture with it. So flooding is going to be the major concern.
Fox meteorologist Adam Klotz. It's been 84 years since the tropical storm made landfall in California. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning and happy Friday. News Radio 92.3, 78 degrees right now. Mostly clear skies. Beautiful morning here in Pensacola. Escambia County parents and students speaking out over the decision to withhold the teaching of AP Psychology this school year. Interim School District Superintendent Keith Leonard says up until the start of this school year, there'd been mixed messages over whether allowing that course would violate state law or not. Ultimately, he said he had to protect the teachers and their autonomy. This student requested the decision be reversed.
Lessons that were not taught to small children for indoctrination, but to young adults seeking a balanced education, many of whom were eligible for the military draft, yet still too frail of mind to learn even mildly controversial subjects. This banning of AP Psych is Byzantine, unpatriotic, and quite frankly absurd in its very nature.
School board members also heard from several citizens saying the district should take a stand against the state's controversial standards for Black history education. Earlier this week, the first fiber internet customers on the north end of Escambia County were hooked up to the Escambia River Electric Cooperative's new fiber network.
Honestly, they're ahead of schedule, and it's really exciting to think that it's not going to be a few more months, and we're going to have, you know, 4,500 houses and businesses on broadband fiber with 650 miles of fiber, 200 and something miles in the ground, 450 miles aerial.
Escambia County District 5 Commissioner Stephen Berry there, and he says it's amazing what can happen when people get out and do the work. Escambia County approved a $6.3 million contract with EREC to build out that fiber network this year. The money was coming from American Rescue Plan funds. EREC and their partners at Connexon are also investing about $50 million into that infrastructure. The execution date's now been set for a man convicted of killing two Northwest Florida women back in the mid-90s. Michael Dwayne Zack will be executed October 3rd. He was convicted of killing 31-year-old Ravon Kennedy in 1996. She was a bartender on Pensacola Beach, found stabbed to death in her apartment. After being arrested for Kennedy's murder, Zack also confessed to killing a woman in Okaloosa County the same day. He was sentenced to the death penalty in November of 1997. The 50-year-old mother of the alleged gunman in last week's fatal shooting at the Home Depot on North Davis Highway will remain in jail while her work case while her case works its way through the court system. During Sheila Agee's court appearance yesterday, the defense attorney requested she be released on $250,000 bond.
She is in Alabama as her residence. She can be made to find lodging here in this jurisdiction, Your Honor. So again, we'd be requesting a $250,000 cash professional bond and with monitor and pretrial services to monitor her activities while she's in Escambia County.
And Channel 3 was in the courtroom. The judge ruled Agee would be held in the jail without bond. The Perdido landfill is going to be closed over Labor Day weekend, but they're not just taking the weekend off. No, they're actually having a whole new scale house building installed. The landfill is going to be closed Saturday, September 2nd through Monday, September 4th. They plan to reopen for regular hours on Tuesday, September 5th. And anybody that needs to bring waste to that landfill before that is asked to have your waste brought out by 5 o'clock that Friday. 6:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives. Candy, what are you seeing?
Not much. We're watching I-10 westbound, mile marker 31. It looks like near the Baghdad exit. There's an accident, but not showing a roadblock or anything. It looks like that's cleared, but watch for emergency vehicles. Still just the same. I-10 westbound, mile marker 16. It says partial roadblock, but on one map, I'm not seeing that, so it may have already been moved over to the side, but certainly watch for emergency vehicles. Still, if you have traffic tips, text them in if you could, 437-1620. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Warm and humid day today with temperatures warming up near 95 degrees. We are going to have temperatures feeling a bit warmer into the triple digits, 10% chance of a stray shower. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 80 degrees. For Saturday, hot and humid again, 96 degrees for your high, feeling much warmer with a 20% chance of a stray shower. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 79. Stay connected to the Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And those temperatures on the way up right now. It's 79 in both Pensacola and Gulf Breeze and 74 in Milton. Our next news at 7, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
I'm Dom Savino with Your Money Now. Shares of CVS Health and other pharmacy benefit companies took a dive yesterday after a major health insurer announced a new prescription drug model that reduces its reliance on CVS's Caremark services. The nonprofit health plan Blue Shield of California says it will now work with Amazon Pharmacy, Mark Cuban's Cost Plus drug company, and a handful of other companies to provide prescription drug benefits to its 4.8 million members. That said, though, it will use CVS Caremark specialty pharmacy services for members with complex conditions. CVS shares fell 8% yesterday. China holds the world's second largest economy, and its property sector continues to show trouble. The latest evidence? Its heavily indebted property giant, Evergrande, has filed for Chapter 15 bankruptcy protection in New York City. On Wall Street, stocks are looking for a bounce back. They're on a three-day losing streak. Yesterday's losses were led by the NASDAQ, which fell more than 1%. That's Your Money Now.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Did you know China starts teaching financial literacy in preschool? American kids are getting left behind, but we can help at home thanks to The Sensibles, a team of animated superheroes who help kids develop smart money habits in a fun way. Each month, they get a kit in the mail with a DVD, a comic book, access to an interactive website, fun activities, and lots more. Visit bcs-kids.com today and enter promo code CENT for 20% off. Digital subscriptions also available. The Sensibles. It's the sensible thing to do.
Now it's time for another tip from ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
Do you know the impact video has in the minds of your future customer? In today's world, the average person consumes up to 6 hours of video a day. That is 25% of their time. If that large of a segment of their day is spent watching video, what's your company doing to create consumable content? Does your marketing and advertising strategy reflect appearing where they're watching this content? If it doesn't yet, it will soon. We are ADX Digital, and we help businesses leverage the power of video by putting brands just like yours in front of consumers using a wide variety of video marketing strategies, including social media mirroring, OTT, Amazon, video pre-roll, YouTube, Facebook and Instagram, and more. Ready to learn how we can do this for you? Email me today at connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com. That's connect@adxdigitalmarketing.com.
ADX Digital, your comprehensive digital marketing partners.
You know, one of the companies that makes me the most proud to represent, honestly, is Pensacola Hardware. And it's not just because they're great at what they do and because they can teach you how to install things and answer your questions and always have whatever it is you need on hand, because having done this for so long, you're never going to come in there with a request and they're going to be like, huh, never heard of that before. Because they have seen it literally and solved it dozens and dozens and dozens of times before. Now, the reason that I love representing them is because they're a genuine Pensacola institution. They have been in business since 1851. 1851, before the Civil War, before there was Levi's jeans. Okay, when you walk around town and you see a building, whether it's 50, 100, 150 years old, they're probably the ones that supplied the parts and the hardware that made that happen. So when I say they're the oldest business in Florida and one of the 50 oldest in the entire United States, getting what you need to build, rebuild, and remodel Pensacola really means that you're becoming a part of the history of this town. Pensacola Hardware, right downtown at 20 East Gregory Street.
News Radio 92.3 reminds you that hurricane season is underway. Forecasters are predicting another above normal year for storms. And the Generator Guys are your local generator provider. Are you prepared? Don't be caught without power for days or even weeks. When the storm hits, you should be 1 week ready. And the News Radio 92.3 crew will be live and local with storm coverage on your radio, on your phone, and online. News Radio 92.3 and the Generator Guys are there for you.
Are you looking for the best news and talk radio in Pensacola? Then tune in to News Radio Pensacola. We're your source for the latest news, weather, and traffic, as well as in-depth interviews with local and national leaders. We also have the best talk radio lineup in town, with hosts that are passionate about the issues that matter to you. So whether you're looking to stay informed or just want to hear some great conversation, News Radio Pensacola is the place for you. News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. Andrew will be back on Monday. I'm Bobby Rossi. Jenna Barr here. Candy and David. We're all keeping everything together over here. So we've got a couple of stories about NASA and some scientific updates from this past week. First, it's 79 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high back again in the mid to upper 90s. So it'll be back to high, but it doesn't show that we're going to have extreme heat advisory just yet, but we shall see. As things continue to develop, you know, we finished up last segment talking about a 100-pound snake that was captured in South Florida. And no, in all seriousness, though, I mean, I caught a snake in I used to capture snakes all the time when I lived in the Philippines. And because they would come into town sometimes and the villagers would freak out. And so I'd just go there with my machete and do the business. And it would be 50 pounds. It'd be like 20 kilos to 30 kilos, which is about 50 to 60 pounds of meat. And so, yeah, I chopped that sucker up, gut it, and clean it, and then and we'd share the meat in town. And everybody just, we'd have a big old feast. I had a Thanksgiving meal one year that was...
Of snake?
It was a snake, because we didn't have turkey in the Philippines, so just had a snake instead. It was a big old thing. I had a huge feast with tons of people coming to town.
Fresh python.
But yeah, Nicole Stacy, get on that. Yeah, exactly. you can help. What does snake taste like?
Do you have to cook it all the way through, or can you eat it rare?
Oh no, you got to cook it all the way through. Snakes are disgusting animals.
I'm just sorry. So, I'm wondering if it's similar to like a fish.
No. You got to cook. You know, it's a lizard, so it tastes like frog legs.
Right? Okay, which tastes like greasy chicken.
And if you don't know what frog legs taste like, it tastes like greasy chicken. Yeah,
wow, that's disgusting.
So there you go. Or I'd say snake tastes like iguana. You don't know what iguana tastes like? Tastes like frog legs. You don't know what frog legs taste like? Tastes like greasy chicken. There you go. So it's like a greasy white meat. That's what it is. But
the other greasy white meat.
The only thing about
Can you imagine Sam Elliott? Yeah, I know.
The only thing about snake.
Pork, watch out.
The only thing about snake is like fish. It's so many bones. It's frustrating to eat because it has so many bones.
What?
In it.
Snake has in bones? Snake?
So many bones. But so it's like that.
I thought they would
fish.
Be like the boneless chicken of lizards.
If that was the case, believe me, they would be.
They have no legs.
They would be.
Bobby probably works for Big Snake.
I don't know exactly.
Yeah, with the big snake lobby.
No, I've Mixed often snake. Felt like we need to ramp up our snake hunting efforts down in the Everglades. We could feed a lot of homeless people. Is what I'm thinking. So like we shouldn't have a starvation problem if we just ramp up our hunting efforts.
You know what
in
we
the
need
Everglades.
Is a new python food truck for downtown Pensacola.
I don't know how well that would fly.
I think you're trying.
We call it greasy chickens.
I think you're trying to joke. But I'm telling you, be good stuff.
Oh boy! All right, and. lighter news. Can we talk about NASA?
See.
Okay. So NASA is getting ready to send astronauts to explore more of the moon.
More of the moon
as part of the Artemis program. So they're continuing their preparation.
I think they're trying to explore more of the moon. They're going to the moon in like 2025.
Yeah, but this is a part of this. Oh,
okay,
go ahead.
Part
of this.
And they're training
program.
Here on Pensacola NAS for the Artemis program.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, no, this is the one. This is the one
that they're going to the moon.
This is the story about them going to the moon.
Mm-hmm. Okay, go for
okay.
it.
Okay. So they're going to send, they're going to go deeper into space, and the space agency is going to start rolling out their mobile launch tower at Kennedy Space Center. It actually started yesterday, which I thought that it was delayed. I thought that test was delayed, but I guess it wasn't. So this is the Artemis 2.
The SpaceX one was delayed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yesterday,
everything is launching. I'm sorry.
It's right. Okay. There's a lot.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I thought that. All right. Thanks for the correction. So this is the Artemis 2 moon mission, and the equipment will provide the rocket and the capsule with power when it's time for liftoff, and then once it finally reaches the launch pad, officials will be conducting a series of tests and upgrades. So the first crewed mission around the moon is set to take place as soon as not 2025.
Oh.
November 2024.
Oh, really?
Hey.
Yeah, so it's coming up.
Okay.
In like a year.
Wow, okay. I didn't realize it that way. I thought it was like mid-2025, so that is a lot earlier than I thought. Let's get traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right, this is brought to you by Discover, and it looks like everything has been cleared off to the side as far as the accident on I-10 westbound at mile marker 16. Not a problem, and thank you for texting that in. You can always text in your traffic tips, 437-1620. Discover credit cards do something awesome. At the end of your first year, they automatically double all the cash back you've earned. That's right, everything you've earned doubled. See terms and check it out for yourself, discover.com/match. Again, traffic tips, text them in, 437-1620. Clear right now, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
More NASA news. I got this from iflscience.com. A probe, one of the NASA's probes, is called New Horizons. It passed Uranus years ago. Next month, NASA is spinning it around to check Uranus from the backside. They're going to check it from behind. They're asking amateur astronomers to also train their telescopes on Uranus next month. They say that every bit of data they collect, even from people in their own backyard, will help us unlock the mysteries of Uranus.
Listen, so. I could unlock a whole lot of mysteries with Uranus.
First of all,
I hope they don't find any Klingons.
I need an award for performing that.
That was really
Do you
good.
Know how difficult that was for me?
Especially with her laughing.
And you're laughing too
in
my other ear.
My mic on.
She's laughing in my right ear. She's laughing in my left ear. And I'm trying to hold it together. I'm like,
did you know, though? Let me tell you something about
my face
Uranus.
Was melting.
Can I tell you something about Uranus?
Okay, sure.
Yes, please.
Yes. Tell me something I don't know about go ahead.
Okay, Uranus smells like farts.
Oh, geez, Louise.
It does.
Like his?
Exactly.
So, I'm very confused now.
That makes sense.
They believe that they, discovered that Uranus smells like farts. Like, God is laughing. Like, God has the best sense of humor.
Yeah.
Okay? Come
that's
on.
Funny.
God created all this, and so that's a great sense of humor that he just knew.
Somebody's like, we're going to name that Uranus.
And God's like, yes.
He's like, yeah, just wait till you find out what it smells like.
Smell like it's hydrogen sulfide.
Okay, yeah, there you go.
And that's the gas that is produced when eggs rot.
Yep,
and it's in your farts.
Oh, boy.
I mean, I don't fart, but...
Oh, of course not.
I do it for everybody.
In other space news... The James Webb Telescope took a photo of what looks like a
question mark
floating
Did you see
in
that?
Space.
Yes. It looks like a question mark. Like God was like, meh.
Yep.
I'll get back to that.
I don't know what we're
going to
put here yet.
I
don't know what we're going to put here yet.
But it does. It looks like a typed question mark.
It does.
Crazy.
It's so funny.
Yeah. God, I love James Webb. I love looking at this stuff every day.
It is
so
pretty
cool.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So scientists think it's actually two or more galaxies colliding, and they don't know yet. It's too far out there in space.
I thought we'd see aliens by now, to be honest.
No.
I do not want to see aliens because...
Well, we know they exist. Have you been watching that whistleblower stuff?
Yeah, I lived in Texas.
I've known that they've existed
that kind.
For a while. Jeez Louise.
It made me laugh.
That makes you laugh, but not Uranus?
No, that made me laugh. That was... That's what I'm saying. I needed an award because I wanted to just bust out laughing that
somebody
whole time.
Texted in at 437-1620, our text line here at News Radio 92.3, and you can share your thoughts, too, about Uranus or Jupiter, whatever it is.
Please don't share information about Uranus.
That you delivered that very well.
Thank you very much.
If they want to talk about their anus, I mean, Uranus.
Oh, jeez, Louise. See? You can't do it. One last scientific story real quick, then we'll get a break. We might be having a new way to get organs. You know, when we have organ transplants and stuff?
Yeah.
Doctors in New York transplanted a genetically engineered pig kidney into a patient who's brain dead and donated his body for research. The kidney is still functioning a month later.
So that's great.
We could very soon start to get
we just start growing
genetically,
organs.
Yeah, that's right. Genetically engineered pig kidneys.
You lost me at genetically engineered.
Genetically engineered.
That's why they do it in a lab.
Yeah, they
do. Or are you put off by it?
Yeah, I'm put off by it.
Yeah, she's
why?
she's like no GMO for me.
No.
So. Oh, that is what that means. Genetically modified.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm today years old. Okay, that makes sense. I was like, who's growing this GMO stuff everybody hates?
Coming up here next, we're going to get a quick update from David.
Take a break.
In the newsroom.
I'm stupid. We'll be back.
Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 when Dr. Stevenson from Pensacola State College will be talking about fall registration and all the degrees Pensacola State College has to offer. Learn about scholarships, financial aid, grants, and how you can graduate loan-free. That's today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Dr. John Stevenson from Pensacola State College.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. At New South Window, we bring the factory to you. Our windows and doors are made with quality in mind, and your products and insulation are backed by our lifetime warranty. That's because New South Window knows the importance of single-source accountability. We believe in removing the middleman so you get more for your money. This is real factory direct. One company, one call, guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
For a limited time only, when you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com to learn more.
You know what you want to do in retirement, but do you know how to get there? Tune in to What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair of Swan Capital, Saturdays at 1 to get answers to your retirement planning questions. Plan today so you can do all the things you've dreamt about doing in retirement. Don't miss What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair, Saturdays at 1. Firm offers insurance services. Advisory services offered through Swan Capital, LLC.
As a small business owner, what keeps you up at night? Just knowing if your email got hacked or your phone system went down, it could cost you thousands in revenue, as well as your reputation. That's where Data Revolution comes in with their unique position to take care of you and your business IT support, phone systems, cybersecurity, and more. Secure it and sleep better at night by going to datarevs.com. Winner of the 2021 Best of the Bay for IT support, datarevs.com.
What would you think of a car mechanic that, when you took your car in to see him, said, "You know, I don't think you really need to fix this right now. It's going to be fine." I mean, it seems counterintuitive that somebody try to talk you out of doing business with them, but at least you'd know they were honest. You would know that they were telling you for sure what was right. So what about a realtor who tells you maybe sometimes it's better not to buy, or it's better to keep renting? May seem counterintuitive, but it does happen. I know because I watched Christina Leavenworth make a video about this just recently where she said, you know, there are some circumstances where it actually makes more sense for you to rent. And then she went through and listed all of them. And the point of that is simply this. Why would a realtor try to talk you out of buying a home unless she was always just passionate about giving you the best information for whatever your circumstance is? See, that's the Christina Leavenworth that I know. You can always count on her to give you the straight answer, even if it's counterintuitive or something that doesn't, like, personally benefit her, because she just wants to see everybody get the best advice. So when it comes to buying or selling a home, I mean, you just can't do any better than that. 723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
Never miss a breaking news story or important weather update again. Download the News Radio Pensacola app and opt in for push notifications.
Thank you.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Taking a look at our roads. Good news is we're not showing any of these slowdowns or delays right now. The accident at I-10 westbound at mile marker 16 looks like the left lane is closed off as at mile marker 16. Okay, it says we're watching that accident, but it has been cleared off to the side. 437-1620. If you have traffic tips, this is brought to you by Paintmore Volkswagen on the west side. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
I wonder why we were getting somber there for a minute.
I didn't mean to hit that one. I know. Yeah. We were just talking about Uranus.
Oh, and now, so we're like
leaning on me.
Oh, now everything's perked up.
Yeah, there. Oh, boy.
You want me to go get a piano from upstairs?
Here. We're talking about eating iguana and snake and things like this, how it's good meat. Got a text here that says, iguana's delicious. It's like eating never-ending dark meat. Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. I like it.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Frog. Jenna's disgusted.
Another text says, it's Florida. We will eat
your roots and fruits and shut up.
Eat your roots and fruits. This is Florida. We will eat anything if it fits on a grill or a fryer. And then we were talking about NASA and space, probing space. And a text says, the surest sign that there is intelligent life out there, because you were saying, why have we not seen aliens
right,
yet?
Right, right.
The surest sign that there is intelligent life out there is the fact that they've avoided us on Earth.
Yeah, that makes sense.
That's funny right there. David, what you got going on in the news for us?
Former President Trump wants to delay his federal trial related to election interference until 2026. His attorneys recommended a start date of April 2026, over two years longer than the original date prosecutors wanted. An IRS agent has died after being shot during a training exercise at a gun range in Arizona. Officials say that happened yesterday at the Federal Correctional Institute in North Phoenix. Reports are that the IRS agent was shot by another agent accidentally. Mm. And at least two companies now have reportedly suspended advertising on the social media platform formerly known as Twitter. Their ads were allegedly run on an account that was posting pro-Nazi content. A report published this week found that several mainstream brands had their ads posted on an account promoting fascism. Those brands including Adobe, Gilead Sciences, the University of Maryland's football team, and a hospital in New York.
Hmm. Interesting. Wow. Going back to the Trump thing, delaying the trial, he's been talking about this for a while. That has people who think that he's guilty, who just already just know he's guilty. I mean, this is making them lose their minds, because if you delay this trial till 2026, what if he wins the presidential election?
He basically would be president in jail.
He would be exactly. He would be president. Then the trial's going on while he's president, which is already distracting from his job as president, right? But then what if he's found guilty as president of the United States? What are you going to do? You know, so people are losing their minds. Like, no, we can't delay this trial.
He could pardon himself, but as I understand, in Georgia, he cannot.
But in Georgia, he cannot. Right. Yeah. And so it's like, no, this will. Like, and if he can pardon himself anyway, then what's the point of even having the trial after in 2026? So people are like, no, we have to convict him before he wins the election, before we even get to the election. So there's no, and even a judge knows this, and they're not going to grant that. They're going to be like, no, we got to get this wrapped up before the election. Same thing with the Hunter Biden, Joe Biden stuff. If that gets to the point where there's going to be a trial, it's going to have to happen before the election, not after. Self-driving cars. We've been talking about this just a little bit. I remember there's a report last week that people were having relations in self-driving cars. Jeez Louise.
That's what they can call them. Yeah.
Yeah, just it's Freudian slip. So there was...
How's your mom?
Oh, boy. Anyway, another story about self-driving car problems in San Francisco.
Backseat betting.
Yeah, besides backseat betting. Apparently... A self-driving car got stuck in wet cement in San Francisco a couple days ago.
No!
You know, maybe you and I might recognize, like, hey, I'm taking this road. Oh, wait a minute. That's newly poured concrete. Let me go ahead and go over this way.
But not so much a robot?
Yeah, a robot's like, I can make it. I can do it.
Like that episode of The Office, and Michael's
yeah,
like...
Yeah, he goes through the
He goes,
pond.
Pulls right into the pond.
Right!
But she told me to!
Stream us at NewsRadio923.com. NewsRadio923.